So I got all of this stuff that I brought. What do you think we're going to do with this stuff? What? Cleaning. Yeah, this is for cleaning and dusting and maybe washing things. Got this cleaner. This is all stuff for cleaning. Do you ever help your mom cleaning house? Yeah, a little bit. Yep. I don't know about your mom, but my mom, she used to think that the house needed cleaning when I didn't see any problem at all. It looked pretty good to me, but she thought it needed cleaning. Well, how do you know when the house needs to be cleaned? What do you think? I'll give you some ideas. It's time to clean the house when you walk in the kitchen and your feet stick to the floor. It's time to clean house when your mom comes to wake you up in the morning and she can't find you because there's such a mess in your room. Yeah. So today we're going to learn about a time when Jesus did some house cleaning. Jesus went to the temple. The temple is where the people would go to meet God. They would pray to God there. It was God's house. Now I got a picture of the temple here. And this is a different time when Jesus went to the temple. This is when he went to the temple as a little boy. But when he got older, that's when he went to the temple. But I wanted to show you what it looked like because it's really big. And there's a lot of people there. It's a really lot of people at the temple. It was a busy place. So when Jesus got to the temple, this is what he saw. He saw cows and sheep and birds. And he also saw people counting money. Now let's see if we can see what that would be like here. That's money in there. It makes a loud noise, doesn't it? It makes a loud noise. Okay, so what does a cow say? Moo, right? And sheep? Baa. And the birds? Tweet, 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 tweet. Okay, so we got to do cow, sheep, and birds, and I'll do the money. Okay, so how about you two? Can you do the cows? And this side of the congregation where pastors can do cows with you. Yep. And how about you two? You do the sheep? Can you do the sheep? Bah. And people behind you will do that with you. And Isaac, can you do a bird sound? Tweet, 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 tweet. And the people behind you will do birds too, okay? You all ready? We're going to do it when I say three, okay? So you're going to say moo, you're going to say bah, and you're going to say tweet, 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 tweet. Ready? One, two, three. Ooh, that was noisy, wasn't it? Do you think that the people who came to God's temple to pray could pray with all that noise? I don't think so. I don't think they could pray or sing praises to God with all of that noise. It was too noisy. Jesus didn't like it either. Jesus wanted the people to be able to come to God, and that noise was keeping people away. He didn't want them to be kept away. So when Jesus got to the temple, he used a rope, it says, but he used it kind of like we might use a broom to clean the temple. He shooed the animals out. He went, shoo, shoo, get out of here, shoo. And all the animals went out. And Jesus told the people who were making lots of noise with the money, with the coins, he said, leave, go someplace else and do that, because my Father's house is a place where people are supposed to come to pray, not to do that. So Jesus did that, and after he did that, lots of people, even blind people and people who were lame who could not walk, and little children like you all came into the temple and listened to Jesus. And that was a special thing. Now, when we think about Jesus cleaning the temple, we have to think that there's some other cleaning that has to happen too, even today, right? Because the Bible says that we are the temple, God's temple, and the Holy Spirit lives in us. In our hearts. But sometimes we forget about that, and we get all kinds of other things cluttering up our hearts and our lives. And it's hard to even know that God is there or to remember that God is there. So sometimes we sin too. And that keeps us from coming to Jesus. You know why? Because, well, how do you feel? Like if you disobey your parents, how do you feel? Do you feel happy? No. Do you feel sad? Probably. Do you feel scared? Like you're going to get in trouble? And worried? Doesn't give you a good feeling anyway. So when we do those things like sin, we don't even know that Jesus is with us. We don't remember that. And Jesus in the Bible also says that if we tell God we are sorry, then he will forgive us and he will clean our hearts of all the sin and all the stuff that keeps us from him. So just like he swept up the temple and got rid of those things that kept people from God, he will clean our hearts from the sin. He'll forgive us. That's special. You pray with me? Jesus, thank you for dying for our sins. Thank you for being with us all the time. We need you. Amen.